thing to deal with mental health issues.
Can you all hear me if I speak up?
Okay. Oh, the interpreters can't. Okay. Yes, here we are. Jordi, perhaps you can give some concrete, some practical examples of good practice that you've come across then.
Yes, I can name a very good example because I live in Netherlands and I have been working as a mental health supporter for the past 8 years. And there is a really nice program, a local program, from a company called ARC Psycho Trauma Centrum. And we, migrant groups, have been trained from the practitioners, and we are giving a training for the newcomers. It's 8 sessions, and we give for the parents and the children at the same time. And the parents are trained, and then at the same time, the children also get, with a playful way, we also train them about expressing the feelings and emotions. And then we give them, at the end of the day, we give them like light, very simple homework to take it home and then to discuss with their parents. And in that manner, they can also learn to each other with their families, and then they can talk about emotions and feelings. And that really helps them to create a bond between parents and children.
What about